Vectis Radio, online, on DAB, and on your smart speaker. Our community first. Music always.
So fresh off coming off the main stage,
yeah.
Fugo Kid. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'll get you to introduce yourself one by one, of course, firstly.
I am Jack, also known as Fugo Kid.
I'm also Jack. I'm the guitarist and keys player.
I'm going to do some crouching now.
I'm Arlo, another guitarist.
I'm Caden, I'm the bassist.
And I'm Sonny, the drummer.
Wonderful. Congratulations on being able to play the main stage.
Thank you very much.
That's huge. It feels like it's sort of, these things feel like it's a lifetime work to come together, but you're all very young. How does it feel to do it so young?
Well, it's, you know, it's quite crazy, especially like, yeah, looking at us, we are like, we are quite young. I think the oldest here is Caden, and he's 19.
You're 19.
So not even that old.
I don't think I've ever said this before in my life. I could be all of your dads. I hate that. I absolutely hate that. But yeah, what's it like? You know, you're so young, and you're on a main stage of a big festival.
I think for all of us, this is like genuinely just like an amazing opportunity. Like, it's just great fun being able to play like and share the stage with these boys as well. It's just like been great, and especially at this like this stage.
How's it come together? Was it something that you started off by yourself and then you went, we need more people to come in? Or is it the fact that you all got together and decided to do it with yourself, Jack, fronting it as Fugo Kid?
Pretty much. Like, I started doing my performances like a year ago, and it was just me and Sonny at the end there, and he would just like do like some DJing, play the tracks or whatever. And then it got to the point, we only started like around like February, March this year. And it's when we heard about the White Noise competition, we were like, yeah, we're definitely going to enter this year. And I was like, okay, I definitely need a band. So that's when I called up all these boys. And Sonny, Arlo and Jack here, I've been playing in a band with them for quite a while now. So like, how long has it been? Like, since when?
Oh, God, what, year 8, year 9? So what, we've been 12, 13?
It's been like a long time with these boys. And then Caden, I've been playing with him like in our little sixth form band at school. And then bringing them all together, it's just like this amazing chemistry that we've all been able to like, you know, bring to the stage or whatever.
Awesome.
And in terms of sort of bringing people together, guys, I know this might be a little bit of a difficult question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Who gets the creative juices flowing the most between the five of you? Because there's quite a lot of you in this group, isn't there? The fingers are being pointed.
Yeah, I think the fingers are being pointed.
The kid himself.
It's Jack all day long. I mean, we're here as Fugo Kid, but it's him. We're just there to give him some support and be able to put it on a live stage. But you know, it's all the creative stuff all goes to him. It's him all day long.
Thank Guilty you, as charged, Jack. Is that right?
Yeah. I'll admit it. Yeah.
I always think it's a bit naff when someone comes over to you to do an interview and say, oh, you sound like X, you sound like Y.
Oh, yeah.
But I can see a lot of... But I'm going to do it anyway. It's essentially what I'm about to say. I can see a lot of Laura Karner in you. And I think that... Oh, excellent. Sway hand. Sorry about that. It's 45 degrees. I can see a lot of Laura Karner in you. And that comes within 10 seconds of hearing one track straight away. Yeah. How's that feel?
People think it's annoying when they're like, oh, like, I don't want to say this, but you sound like Laura Karner. I'm like, yes. Thanks.
It's a compliment.
He is like one of my main inspirations. Like him and Nico B, they're like the two that I like listen to the most, and I try and like incorporate, you know, them and like my own sound. Still trying to find like my own style and like develop it. But there's definitely that influence in my music.
Great. Awesome. You've got new music out. You have EP UFO.
Yeah, I do.
UFOs. You've been playing at the station. How did that come together? Is it just simple, let's get together and just make some tracks?
Yeah.
Or was it something more deep?
It was sort of like, I think the idea first came along, like I wanted to make the EP UFOs, and it was like, I want to say maybe like a year and a bit ago.
Yeah.
And then I sort of scrapped the idea, and then it came to the point where me and Jack here, we went up to London to see Laurel Karner at Brixton.
Yeah.
And then, you know, watching him live and just like that whole experience, I was like, I want to like create something that, you know, like conveys this sort of like emotion that I can like convey on stage and like just through the music that people can listen to. So that's when I started, as soon as I got home, I just started writing. And then, you know, from November up until it was released in, I want to say March, it was released in.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sort of like nonstop writing, promotion, and, you know, I got Jack to sing on the track This City, which is quite proud that I managed to get him to do that, considering like every time we've gotten him to sing in Like, we used to be in a cover band. Every time we got into singing, he'd just refuse. Just straight up refuse.
You can sing though, right, Jack?
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't, he's being humble. He can't even say a little bit because he's got an amazing voice. And then we also had Rhianna Maya feature on the EP as well. She did an incredible job on Dopamine. And my friend Maya Young, who opens and closes the EP. And it was sort of just like, I just wanted to create something like this beautiful music and just like a collaboration of like all these like creative people.
Oh, amazing.
And I think it came out really well.
Great. No, Bill hasn't got another, so I've got one more.
Okay.
Plans for the future in two parts. Firstly, immediately tonight, what are you going to go see?
Right, well, immediately tonight, I think our plans is we're going to go watch the Kooks.
It's the Kooks, isn't it?
The Kooks.
It's on everyone's mind. Isn't it?
They're coming in here later, you might even catch them, passing.
As for me, that's my only plan, really. I'm going to go see the Kooks, go see what's popping in the other tents.
Yeah,
drink.
You've earned it.
Yeah, definitely earned it.
And in the slightly more distant future, plans for the rest of the year, more music, I think, more gigs?
Yeah, for the rest of the year, we're going to try and get more gigs out. Mm. I'm going to start working on some more music. I'm hoping to get another release out sometime this summer.
Cool.
Which should be cool. And come September, me, Sonny and Caden, we're all moving off to the mainland for uni.
Oh,
so hopefully we'll be able to bring on like the Fugo Kid music. We'll be able to bring that scene somewhere off to the mainland. And
do you know where yet? Or is it?
Surrey, Guildford.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, smart. So you're near-ish as well.
Yeah, so it's not too great. Far. And it's also pretty close to London, which I think is nice.
That's great. That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Jack.
Here we go.
Fugo Kid, thank you very much.